Hi. This week the question is, if I obey God, am I trying to be saved by works? The reason we're addressing this question this week is because several have suggested that if we teach that men must obey God's law, we're therefore teaching salvation by works. In the New Testament, there are several passages which teach men are not saved by works. One classic example is Ephesians 2 verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. In contrast to this, however, the Bible plainly says in James 2 verse 17, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Now, we have a problem here. One inspired writer plainly says we are not saved by works. And another inspired writer, equally plain, says that we are saved by works. Is the Bible contradicting itself? Was James wrong when he said that men are justified by works? Many so-called Bible scholars say, yes, indeed, these Bible writers are contradicting each other, and the Bible is not inspired. But to suggest such a solution as this is the easy way out, and it ignores a very plausible and viable explanation. Please consider this. The Bible speaks of more than one kind of work. First, there are works of human righteousness. And second, works of God's righteousness. In Romans 10, verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Works of human righteousness are works of merit. These are works that puff men up with pride and make men feel as though heaven owed them a favor. These works make men feel as though that they've been so good and so perfect they deserve eternal life. This was the problem with the Pharisees. In Luke 18, verse 10, two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Now, do you see this man's problem? He was proud of himself. He felt no need for a Savior. He felt as though he could not possibly be lost because he believed he lived such a perfect life that heaven owed him salvation. Now, when the Bible says we are saved not by works, lest anyone should boast, it's referring to these works of human righteousness, these works of merit. They do not save us, and none of us can say we deserve heaven. In contrast to works of merit or works of human righteousness, the Bible describes works that do justify us, works that are essential for salvation. These are called works of God. In John 6, verse 28, they said to Jesus, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Here, believing on Jesus is called a work. It is a work of God. Works of God's righteousness include all the commandments that God has given us today. In Psalm 119, verse 172, "My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness." In Deuteronomy 6:25, "Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he commanded us." Can anyone name a single commandment of God given to men today that is not necessary to obey? My friend, the very fact that God commanded something makes that commandment absolutely essential for salvation. This is why James said in James 2, verse 10, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all. For he who said, 'Do not commit adultery,' also said, 'Do not murder.'" Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. Now, if a man keeps all of the commandments of God and teaches other men to do so, can that man boast and brag that he deserves salvation? Has he performed any works that merit and make him deserving of salvation? Of course not. He's only done what God commanded. In Luke 17, verse 10, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.'" In conclusion, let's make an application of these Bible principles. First, when God commands us today to do something, it is essential and mandatory that we do it. In Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus said to the apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." God has commanded that men believe and be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. No man can be saved without being baptized like God said. One man left a message on our answering machine that we are wrong about baptism. He said baptism is nowhere commanded. I wonder what he thinks Mark 16, verse 16 is. Simply a good suggestion? No, my friend. It is a divine command which is required for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. That means you cannot be saved without being baptized. Second, after we have obeyed God's command for baptism or any other command, we cannot glory in ourselves as though we deserved heaven. We have only done what God told us to do. In answer to this week's question, if I obey God, am I trying to be saved by works? The answer is no. When men obey God, they are trying to be saved by God. In Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 19, "Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again every week as we consider different subjects on Bible Talk.